More glass ceilings can and will be broken in November. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Alana Jadel, professor of political science at Fresno City College, discusses how
female governors matter. They positively impact other female candidates and increase feelings of efficacy among voters. Currently, 9 states have female governors and 19 states have never elected a female. 2022, when 36 states elect governors, will be a historic year in the quest for sex diversity in the governorships. Comparing 2022 to 2018, we find that more candidates are females. Females make up 22.1% of all candidates this year, up from 19% in 2018 and 13.5% in 2010. Growth in Republican females is particularly strong. Republican females now make up 19.5% of total Republican candidates, up from 13% 4 years earlier. Republican efforts to recruit more females to run for office, like Right Direction Women, may be paying off. Attention to the pipeline matters. More party nominees are female. As of the September 6th primaries, 34.8% of the candidates advancing to November are female, up from 25% in 2018. Overall, from 2006 to 20, only 14.6% of major party nominees for governor were female. Prior to 2022, there were only 4 general election races with 2 female major party candidates. In 2022, there will be at least 5 all-female gubernatorial races. We have data on the prior political experience of all 421 announced candidates. We found that Democratic female candidates are more likely to have political experience than others. 52.5% of them have political experience as compared to only 37.7% of Republican females and 32.9% of all male candidates. Increasing the number of females in elective office will have long-term impacts, particularly at the federal level. The governorship is a common path to the presidency and the vice presidency, and 19 governors have won U.S. Senate seats since 2000.
That was Alana Jadel of Fresno City College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.